Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this Saturday's Uplifting Our Youth, Encouraging Our Youth. God's got this. God's got me. He's got us, amen, in his hands. God has us, amen. I'm so thankful and grateful for you, amen, and how God is utilizing our times together. And we want to be an encouragement, an uplifting support, for you, because we know that that is God's will in Christ Jesus. He's placed each of us together to support one another. And I'm here for you. This is Pastor Katisa. I'm here, amen, to be a mouthpiece for the Lord, amen, and an instrument, amen, that sees you, know his love. I pray that the love of God works through me and overflows in my heart to others. And that should be our prayer for each one of us, because God's love is so great. And he returns the love to those who love him even more so. So let us pray and let us go into our segment of encouragement today. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor. There is no one like you, and we thank you. We count it as a privilege that you chose us to come out of the world, to come out of living like we don't know you, and giving us the opportunity to hear your word, to hear the Bible, to pray to you, to give you our concerns, things that we are anxious about, we are fearful about, things that hurt us, that cause us pain, to share with you, God, all of life, because you are life, and you've given your son Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. God has given us his son, Jesus Christ. And it says that John 3:16, we are going to recapture that message again. John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. But have eternal life. And it says in verse 17, it says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. To save the world through him. So you know what the word condemn means? That means like with a building, they might condemn a building, say, we want to tear this building down. We don't want this here anymore. But that's what God said. He said he didn't send his son in to say, we don't want these people here anymore. No, he didn't send Jesus to do that. He sent Jesus to say, hey, I want you. I need you in my kingdom. I believe you are so valuable that I will send my child to in your place, to take your place, where you should have received judgment, you should have received life separated from me. No, I didn't send him to say, you go away from me. That's not what God said. No, God said, come here, young person who faces bullying, who faces fearful situations, you're without your mom or one of your parents, you're not able to see them as much, says, I came for you. I love you. And that is the message of the gospel. That's the message of truth. That's the message of hope. And that's the message God wants you, God wants me to believe. And when we believe him, take him at his word. Take God as the truth. He's not like, he's not like us. We make promises. We say things. And really, we want to, some of us really want to keep what we say, but we miss it sometimes. We miss what, exactly. We miss whatever it is we want to get across. But not God. When God says something, he says it and it's the truth. He doesn't change. He doesn't lie. He is a God who speaks, and he has his purposes. Now, you may be wondering, you're like, God, if this is true, if you love me, why is all this happening? And there's in the Old Testament, there is a person, his name was Gideon. You have to look him up, Gideon. And God called him a mighty warrior. And God also, he called him to lead his people. I believe God is calling you as a young person to lead the way. You can lead your parents. You can lead your friends. You can lead even your enemies to the message of Jesus Christ. You can lead those who are adults and who seem far away from God and his message. So God had chose Gideon. And Gideon, and when God had came to Gideon to call him into leadership, he said, he said, God is with you, mighty warrior. But he said, if God is with us, why has all this happened? And he said, well, if God's got this and God's got me, why has all this happened? Why does this situation come to be? Why isn't my friend here to support me? Why is those that I trusted, they turned their back on me? They laughed at me. They made fun of me when I said I was going to serve God. You may be asking those type of questions. Gideon asked that question. If God is supposed to, why has all this happened? But you know what? That's what God's called you for. He's called you as a believer in him for this time to lead others to the message of hope, to the message of eternal life, that God loves you. He is still here. God is still in control. God is still right there in the midst. He's not left. He's right here. And so that's what the message of gospel truth is all about. And God wants you to be encouraged by that. God wants you to be strengthened. God wants you to know that, you know, his son Jesus wants you to believe that he sent him into the world, and that you take that message and be bold with it. Just tell people about him. And you can't make anyone believe. You can't make anyone turn to God. But you can be obedient by saying, listen, I know the Creator. I know the God who is our Father and sent his Son Jesus to take our place of punishment and to take our place of death where we can live forever and ever. And that is great news to tell other people about. We tell the people about everything else, right? What's happening on Facebook, what's happening on Snapchat and Instagram. We do all that, but we got to spread this message that brings life. That brings life. You want people to, even whatever they're facing, feel, can put a smile on their face. They can still have joy because they know that God exists and he lives. Amen. So that is my encouragement to you on today. And because God has specific purposes, and we need to trust him more. We need to hear his voice more. And we definitely need to talk about his goodness more and about who he is. I'm so thankful for you. Thank you for letting me talk in your ear. And I'm praying, you know, God's best for you, God's encouragement, his strength, his peace, his healing over you, that you are indeed his representative in all the earth. We thank God that he's protecting you and he's bringing you closer to him. Be blessed. Go with God. Join us on Tuesday, young people. Join me for prayer and praise. Join me on Wednesday for more encouragement of God's word. Amen. As you strengthen, you're going to go into the harvest. You're going to bring people in that have yet to heard or have forgotten about God. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen.